just letting the awareness rest on your breath. Become aware of the breath. No need to effort to shift it profoundly. It will naturally deepen just with you placing your awareness on it, getting present with the breathing. And in doing so, you gently unhook the mind from other things. There is going to be a really effortless unhooking as you simply make the decision to place your attention very consciously on something like the breath. So there's not a lot of effort. And you will, even if only slightly, you will quiet the mind just in this simple way. And we all breathe together now. We all breathe together. In your now moment, you breathe with me, and I breathe with you. In this now moment, this entire group configuration, it expands with the inhalation. It expands with the incoming energy frequency. And we all rise. In this moment, we exhale together. What does that mean? We all sink in. We settle down. We soften and land. Breathing in. And breathing out. Our group configuration becomes more and more coherent. No effort required, Master. Remember that one of the tremendous benefits of these group configurations, this group configuration, is that the ones who are a part of this group, the light filaments woven into this pattern, who are really in a flow, in a phase of expansion and acceleration and mastery and snap, crackle, pop genius. They are helping you to rise, expand, reconfigure, recalibrate. They will help you to up-level in those places. For their mastery patterns are being distributed through, circulated through all of the light fibers, we could say, the light filaments of this group configuration. So it is all right if you feel perhaps that you are doing rather miserably even in some area of your growth process. We've got you. Now, when I feel into the group energy right now, there is a kind of an uptick There is an up-leveling, there is a buzz, almost like excess energy, but not quite knowing where to put it yet. This happens, of course, often, where we might level up or have great, tremendous infusions of light frequency energy, light codes, and we level up and begin to embody a higher frequency. But it's almost as though we haven't quite yet plugged into the timeline that matches that, or it's as though your outer sort of reality, it needs a little bit of time to reconfigure, to be a vibrational match to you, so that, boom, you can go. You can move, you can act, you can move energy through the manifest realms. So there's sometimes a little bit of that lag time where the manifest realms have to sort of catch up. And the other thing I feel is that we're going to do a little bit of a pep talk. A little cosmic pep talk to help to realign, to help to constellate and make coherent the energy patterns that perhaps are in a state of flux because of the upgrades that we're getting so rapidly now. So I would invite you to remember now. Remember that there was once a planet that became, let us say, a kind of lens or filter through which consciousness could explore what increasingly became the Hell Realms. There is a planet that once knew abundance and beauty and joy and so much love and interconnectedness. And for all kinds of reasons, there are all kinds of stories, and that would be another conversation entirely. The planet, as we said, began to become a portal through which consciousness could explore diminished realms. And it came to pass that a call went out from the life on that planet. A call went out for help. You, Master of Light, You heard that call. And perhaps in the expanded realms, in the expanded dimensional bandwidths that you occupy, even right now, you might have been anchoring grids for worlds, for star systems. You might be a master of light, of manifestation, of frequency, of alchemy. Something within you stirred in the light within you, the light that was the core of the light that you are, what you could call the heart of the light that you are. It blazed forth with a resounding yes. Yes, I will go to Earth. Yes, I will come forth. I will travel some of you great distances. And I will assist in the upliftment of this planet back into the realms of light from which it originally came forth. And there were many that answered that call, that had that unequivocal yes arise from within the core of their shimmering light beingness. There were many that came forth. And there are several stories wherein they describe that the best of the best, as they say, the best equipped to come to Earth with the skills and the tools and the mastery and the light codes, were sort of gently pushed forward, so the story goes. To the front of the line, as it were. And so the masters of light and frequency and energy, of love and healing and sound vibration, of teaching and play and laughter, of divine creativity, they went first. And that is you. That is you, you, your human consciousness right now, your human construct is just a little pinpoint, as we sometimes say, just like a little prism through which the fullness of the light, frequency, and consciousness that you are anchors onto this planet. Your unique light signature was needed on this planet for this mission. Help Earth and all beings on Earth to rise. And that includes ourselves. I don't have to tell you this. Once we started to anchor our great light down here on the planet, what invariably happens? The human aspect forgets. rescue one another as well. That is to say, to remind one another, to reactivate the memory of light in what would become our own human construct, our own human self, the aspects of the being, of our beingness that are experiencing forgetting. Came a long way to be here. And beloved are you, I promise you, for doing so. And it matters not so much that the human aspect, your human aspect, might even at this moment be in a state of discomfort, doubt, disillusionment, pain. Believe this, Master. It does not change what you are at the highest levels. Nothing that the human aspect does or chooses or experiences can change for a moment what you are at the highest levels. Simply by continuing to draw breath into your current time physical body, you are anchoring light codes. And you're doing a wonderful job. Yes, I know. Could we do better? Yes, probably. We will. We will do better. We are moving through an almost inconceivably difficult process right now. From the standpoint of our human aspects, our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, the extent to which we are understandably, though inextricably, woven into the collective. This makes this an incredibly challenging part of the journey. The Buddha apparently once said, "You are the light to lighten the way. Then hurry, hurry." I love that one. You are the light right now. You need to do nothing to be that which you are, that which you have been, unborn, undying, constant, meaning that you are not that aspect that is born and then dies and born and then dies in these earth explorations. You are not that. You are that brilliant, blazing pattern in the field, that bundle of light, frequency, energy, consciousness, that soul field consciousness that is having these explorations. You are the light that came to this planet to assist, that said yes. Then hurry, hurry. What is that? What could we say? Then remember. Even there, there is a quantum shift that will happen in your field, your human energy field. There is a shift. If you even just begin to remember without even quote unquote doing anything yet. You are anchoring light codes and configurations on the planet, and very specifically at the grid point or the nodal point where you are, where your physical body is on this planet. Once again, you don't have to do anything for that to be a fact. You are contributing to the light configuration, the ascension grids, the purification, and the stabilization of the crystalline grids, which are one of the bridges and primary bridges from third, fourth dimensional Earth to fifth dimensional Earth, is those crystalline grids. Is there more to do? Yes. There is more to do. But if you are feeling that you are lacking or behind, then it begins with simply that. Remember. Remember the light that you are. Remember the light with a heart of love so great that when a call came out from galaxies away, you said yes. Hallelujah, Master, you said yes. And I love you for saying yes. I bless you for saying yes. And I'm honored to be right down here with you. We are the light to lighten the way. I've got you. We've got you.